علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently trying to, you know, excavate the treasures that are within the third sermon of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the powerful sermons where Imam Ali delves into the topic of the wisdom behind him taking the governance. And here he talks about the fact that there was a group of people who are not able to bear his justice and therefore they broke the promise. But then there was another group that left the religion, who are the dry-minded, dry-hearted, and you can say holier-than-thou people called the Khawarij. And the danger of these Khawarij, these group of people called the Mariqeen, who actually did not have a very strong level of thinking and sufficed in just a very superficial understanding of religion. These people, their danger was even greater than those who broke their promises, the Naqithin, who left Imam Ali and stood against him in the battle of Jamal and similar battles. And the reason why this group is more dangerous is because they are people who did not use their intellect well. We shall discuss this in the coming segment, inshallah.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about this group called the Mariqeen and their dry-headedness and lack of insight, and that they were even more dangerous than those who broke their promises, like Talha and Zubair, who fought against Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Battle of Jamal. At least when Talha and Zubair entered the battlefield and began to fight Imam Ali alayhi salam's army, suddenly their hearts began to shake. Their intentions began to waver. And they were seriously rethinking about their decision to fight Imam Ali alayhi salam, because at least they had an insight. They had some problems in terms of their character and their morals, but they had the insight to know where the truth lies. And therefore, when they were in that battlefield, they began to feel that they need to stop. And that's why even Zubair left the army and he said that he didn't want to fight Imam Ali alayhi salam. Of course, he leaves the battlefield and then someone comes and, kills him outside the battlefield. So this group of those who broke the promise, they were at least people who thought and had deeper insight into religion, but they had moral issues. On the other hand, this group that was the Mariqeen, those the Khawarij, these holier-than-thou, dry and religious-looking freaks who were blind and who didn't have insight, were easily gullible and foolable creatures. They could not distinguish between their savior and their enemy. Imam Ali alayhi salam was their savior. He was bringing about justice. He was going to, establish the Quranic government system in their lives. But these blind people, unfortunately, were not able to have that insight to discover and to realize the presence of this Imam. And the problem with this group of people is that even when they would commit their crimes and their evil deeds, they would do them with belief and commitment, and deep, love for what they were doing, unfortunately. And unfortunately, this was in the wrong direction.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We're talking about this group of people called the Khawarij who unfortunately committed the worst and most evil crimes in the name of religion and in the name of truth. One of the documented crimes that they committed was that they killed a pregnant woman and they tore her womb and, put the embryo on a spear. I mean, you can imagine. And then the other crimes that they would commit, and they would commit these crimes with belief. And when they would fight against Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was their savior, they would even do it with firm intention. An example that I would like to give you in history was that a man and amongst the Khawarij, when he was fighting with Imam Ali alayhi salam, against Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of the people in the army of Imam Ali alayhi salam takes a spear and, pierces in his stomach, into his belly. So this person, out of that sheer ignorance, pushes himself forward so that he can die quickly, allows that spear to enter his body and moves forward as such that the spear pierces his belly and enters his body fully and exits from his back. And while he did this action of pushing himself into the spear, he cries out this verse of the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى, that, O God, O my Lord, I am rushing towards you so that you become pleased with me. لِتَرْضَى. This is the Khawarij. They are thinking, they are doing such evil crimes with this intention. And when he does this, in reality, he feels that he's going to become closer to God, but he is actually rushing towards hellfire. And this is the sad state of some of the Muslims also in today's world. For example, the Daesh and the ISIS movement and the suicide bombers here and there who kill others without proper legal sanction, thinking that they are doing the right thing. But unfortunately, they are doing the wrong. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the insight in our religion so that we don't make such mistakes and errors that can destroy our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه